Hey guys, this is Chris Phillips. Back before All Games Radio had a 24/7 stream, a large number of affiliates, and All Games Interactive Monday through Friday, the Bobby Blackwolf Show was All Games Radio. It was, in fact, the first show that you could find on All Games Radio. And for myself personally, being one of those people who listened to it from episode one and listened to it for the better part of 2 years coming up in July, it's not so much a surprise that Bobby has reached episode 100. It's more a surprise that he's been able to do it without missing a week, and that says a lot about his love for this industry. The gaming industry is a great industry to be involved in, and certainly Bobby has found a place in this industry, not only with his show, but also with all the stuff he does on a daily basis, maintaining and keeping allgames.com up to date. So congratulations on your 100th episode, and here's to 100 more episodes.
I hung out towards the end primarily with, first of all, the guys from All Games Interactive.
Yes.
Lawrence and Bobby Blackwolf, who does the Bobby Blackwolf Show and is part of All Games Interactive.
Very cool individuals. You know, that sounds kind of like a wrestler's name, Bobby Blackwolf.
Yeah, well, it's got not a nice his real name, so it might be.
I see a future in the WWE.
I don't know if he actually wrestles, but we can ask.
Hey, what's going on? This is Godfrey from GamerTagRadio.com, and all of us here at GTR would like to send our congratulations to Bobby Blackwolf for his 100th episode, man. Keep up the great work. All of us at the gaming community appreciate that, man. So keep it up. Shout out to everybody over there at AllGames.com, too, man.
Hey, this is GK128, and I'd like to say congratulations to Bobby on 100 episodes of his amazing The Bobby Blackwolf Show. Isn't that weird how he names it after himself? What an egomaniac.
Hey, Bobby, it's KDog96, just sending you a message to add to the ego-boosting festival that will be known as your 100th episode. Congratulations, man. 100 episodes of the Bobby Blackwolf Show. That is a milestone, an achievement, and I think your attendance record is probably one of the best for any of the shows there on All Games. You're there consistently week after week, and thank you so much for putting out such a great show. If I can't catch it live, I'm always checking out the archives, so it's a big part of the podcast that I check out every week. Keep it up, Bobby. Again, congratulations, and here's to another 100.
Hello, Bobby Blackwolf. It's Rob from Orange Lounge Radio. Sadly, due to all the travel plans from this month, Jamie and Matt and I couldn't all get together to record this message together, but we all pass along our congratulations nevertheless. You see, when you get to be as old as us, you get to be lazy and take it easy like we have. Just kidding. 100 episodes is a really big accomplishment, though, that many internet radio programs can't say they've ever made it to. So, congratulations, and here's to 100 more, Bobby.
Hey, Bobby, this is E. Diddy from thepodcast.com. I'd like to congratulate you on your 100th episode. Keep up the good work.
Hey, Bobby, this is Phil from Evil Avatar Radio and news writer over at 1UP.com. And I can't believe you're turning 100. This is unbelievable. I think the most unbelievable thing is that I would enjoy listening to a radio show that's just one guy talking about video games without any co-hosts, except for the occasional caller in the chat room, of course. We can't leave them out of it, but you do an amazing job. It's unbelievable that you've kept it going this long, and I hope you keep it up all the way to 200. Congratulations, man.
This is Rusty Tanton.
And Amber Ray, hosts of Mostly ITP on the Georgia Podcast Network.
Wishing Bobby Blackwolf a happy 100th episode.
Here's to 100 more.
Yo, Bobby Blackwolf. This is Little Koala out of Charlotte, North Carolina. Congratulations on 100 episodes. You rock.
What's up, Blackwolf? This is Tiger Claw. Congratulations on your 100th episode. Here's hoping for 100 more. Good luck and take care.
Bobby Blackwolf and his 100th episode this Sunday night, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific. Don't miss it. It is podcasting history in the making. The longest running show on All Games Radio celebrates its 100th episode this Sunday night.
Come on, everybody!
I am Bobby Blackwolf, and you are listening to the historical inaugural broadcast of the Bobby Blackwolf Show on All Games Radio, and hopefully I'll be able to do this again. Tonight's going to be a little bit rocky. This is the first time we've done some of this stuff. It's the first time I've ever done some of this stuff, so you might need to bear with me. We might have a few train wrecks. In fact, that's kind of the fun of listening to it, is listening to the train wrecks.
Walking Mr. Sunshine.
We are all hanging out in the allgames.com chat room on GameSurge, and we are live for the first time in about 7 months.
Yeah, I'm checking out the chat room here. I'm not as good at doing the chat room and talking at the same time as Bobby Blackwolf. He's, like, amazing at that. And actually,
he's actually two people. Did you know that?
Seriously? It wouldn't surprise me because it makes me feel inadequate.
This is Tom Kim, host and executive producer of the Gamma Sutra podcast. What you're hearing is the sound of a one-man band performing on the streets of Paris on a Sunday afternoon. He's simultaneously playing the trumpet, hi-hat, and the guitar. A monkey collects coins from passers-by.
Bobby Blackwolf Show, you're on the...
Now you're listening to the sound of the one-man band of podcasters performing from a little room in Atlanta, Georgia. Every Sunday evening, you can find him simultaneously commenting on the gaming news, monitoring and interacting with his chat room, taking live calls, spinning tunes, and entertaining live listeners in his own inimitable way. Bobby Blackwolf, thank you for introducing the proud tradition of Carney performance to the world of gaming podcasts, and congratulations on 100 great episodes. Now, how about that helper monkey? And no, the chat room doesn't count.
It's Bobby Blackwolf.
100 weeks later, and here I am. Has it really been that long? Wow, we are live here June 17th, 2007. It's Father's Day, and I don't know my months, apparently. And this is episode 100 of the Bobby Blackwolf Show, where we discuss the current news affecting the video game industry, reminisce about gaming's history, discuss little-known projects and fun things like that. And tonight, I guess I will let people talk about me a little bit, but not much. We do actually have some news stories tonight we will go through. We will be taking live calls. I will be reading live chat comments, chat.allgames.com, as always. I will be reading live comments throughout the night, and we will also be taking phone calls, Skype line calls a little bit later on in the show. 1-866-880-0156, toll-free in the United States and Canada, and Bobby Blackwolf Show on Skype. On the podcast, if you want to contact me, that Skype line still has the voicemail working. People used it this week. Or you can email me, blackwolf@allgames.com. And before this show, we played the Kropotkin and Hendrix game review. This week, it was Shadowrun for about 30 seconds until the crickets got overwhelming. And then it was Forza 2. Imagine that. We're talking about Forza 2 still. So it's one guy in the UK and one guy in the US giving their honest opinion and a few jokes about a different game each week. We premiere just before this show goes live, or you can download it. Enunciation 101 as a podcast feed on our website, allgames.com. That link and many others discussed tonight will be on our website, bobbyblackwolfshow.com. And this is the 100th show of this version of the Bobby Blackwolf Show. This is kind of like version 2.0. A little bit of what you heard was actually from the first show that probably maybe about five people in the chat room actually were around for. See, the show started back on October 7th, 2004 for the very first time, and did about, I think it was like 8 or 9 episodes until December 16th was the last show then. We had a live 365 stream back then when we were kind of playing around with All Games Radio. It was kind of right after AllGames.com actually started. And we started having a community and stuff, and I decided on Thursday nights I wanted to do a show, you know, because I just wanted to do it. And, you know, one of the reasons why I do this, and I get asked this every once in a while, but not all that much, so you're going to get the answer anyway, even though you don't want to know. When I was in college, my biggest regret, which in terms of what big regrets in college could be, this is actually a pretty good one, and I'm pretty glad that this is my biggest regret and not something worse, was not doing the college radio station. And it wasn't because I couldn't have. It was, you know, people actually invited me. I knew people that worked for the radio station. They begged me to be on the college radio station, and I didn't do it. I did the marching band, which I am grateful that I was in, but I didn't do the college radio station. And I actually dated a girl who worked at the college radio station, and after I accidentally graduated, I was spending some time up there because she was still there getting like a second degree or something, and, you know, hung out when she did one of the night shifts as a DJ and saw how easy it was. And basically kept on kicking myself from there for not doing any type of radio stuff. I wasn't, you know, the performing I did was all percussion performing. That's what I did, you know, symphonic percussion, marching percussion, things like that. So I like performing. I like being on stage, but I never spoke. So I really wish I had done that. And now with podcasting, and basically in 2004, Scott Rubin had that Live 365 stream. He used it sporadically. And I said, listen, you know, let me use it for 1 hour a week and I'll say some stuff. And the reason I called it the Bobby Blackwell Show was because it was just for the community. And, you know, so I didn't think, you know, I didn't want to make it, oh, you know, the gaming hour with, you know, stuff like that. I didn't want to do that. I made it the Bobby Blackwell Show. And he gave up Live 365, couldn't justify paying for it at the time, in December. And so that's when I kind of ended and took a hiatus for 7 months. And that's when we got the current version of All Games Radio, which at the time was called All Games Radio Online, because we thought that Scott's show was going to be called All Games Radio, so we wanted to differentiate. He didn't actually call it All Games Interactive until later. And then I started doing it on Sunday nights. And I kept the name as the Bobby Blackwell Show for a couple of reasons. A, because I'm egotistical, kind of. But really, I am my own worst critic. And even Pen15 in our chat room will actually say this. I'm my own worst critic. I didn't think that I would ever do something good enough, and I really kind of didn't want too many random searches to come up to my show. So that's why I didn't put gaming in the title. Now, granted, this meant that I'm never featured in iTunes. I'm never actually featured anywhere that talks about video game podcasts, because all they do is do a search on the word game or video game, and they choose from those lists, and I don't come up there. So really, it was also to see, you know, how, you know, quote-unquote popular can I get from word of mouth only. And that's why I haven't changed it. Some people have said maybe I should change the name. But I'm going to keep it the way it is, and that's kind of my reasoning. It's kind of flawed, probably. You know, I don't have thousands of listeners, but I like to think that I have listeners that really do enjoy what I put out. And, you know, a lot of people don't enjoy having just one guy talk at them for a long time. So that's why. And we started on July 24th, 2005, with the intro to We Love Katamari. And actually, the first show, the intro was from the original Katamari Damacy. And on the very first show in 2004, Interlogic was the first caller. And our first topic was innovation in games, because Katamari Damacy had just come out for the PS2, like a week or two before I had done the show. So we talked about innovation in games. That was the first topic. And in the podcast, the version 2.0 that was podcast, our first topic was hot coffee. And pretty much we talked about that for a year. Now we're sick and tired of talking about it. One thing that's also been interesting about all this is that I feel like I've gotten more quote-unquote gifts. Now, they've all been virtual gifts, but I've been given a lot more gifts for the 100th episode of this show than I did for my 30th birthday last month. And I wanted to thank everybody for it. We actually still have some more audio submitted from other people that we're going to play at the midpoint of the show. Thank you very much. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, the only times people ever email me is when they're upset about something or hate the show. I do get hate mail. I get people to think that, you know, there are better shows that could be on live on Sunday nights. And, you know, there have been a couple people, fans of podcasts, that claim that their favorite podcast should have the Sunday night spot, you know, or I should, you know, make way for other people. So I get a lot of that. And, you know, running a message board and a chat room, I also get a lot of "you're a Nazi," "Godwin's Law," invocations and stuff like that. So it's really nice to see, you know, people just saying thanks. And, you know, I can sit here and say, oh, it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. You know, I should just do what makes me happy. But that's a bunch of bullcrap. What other people think always does matter deep down. And if you don't believe that, then you're a fool. And so I really do care what people think. And if people like the show, I really do care. I really do like to see that. And, you know, I'm always very impressed every time somebody comes into the chat room and say, hey, I've been listening on the podcast, but here I am live for the first time. And that really just means something to me that you actually took time out of your Sunday night, probably dinner time, depending on where you are, to come hang out with us. And I really do appreciate that. And one of the gifts that I got this week, which was really special, came last night from, it was Hyperion's idea. And it was a Forza 2 car. It was a McLaren with 100th episode
written on it. It had my logo, and it had all these names on the side of it, on both sides of it. It was called the Banhammer 2000, and I thought, oh, that's really cool. And then he said, yeah, it took us a while to get all the signatures. And then I looked, and everybody that had their name on the side of the car, they actually got the car, wrote their name on the side of it, and then passed it on to the next person. And I was like, wow. Because I had they'd been working on it all week. They had a little bit of a snag. The first car that they chose, somebody decided that it was a really nice car and decided to keep it, which I think is a bunch of BS. But, hey, BS. Hmm. But they got another car, and they got it in, and I really do appreciate it. I do have pictures up on the website, bobbyblackwolf.com/Forza. I took pictures of all sides of the car. Chrisville misspelled his name, so be sure to look at that and laugh at him for it. And it's going to be all like on the album art of the MP3, so you can see at least the hood of it. And, you know, I really do appreciate that, and I really appreciate all the well wishes that I've been getting. Also, one last little narcissistic bit here. Friday night, I spent the night on KUMM Radio. Yes, the cum, it's all on you. It, which is where Evil Avatar Radio does their live show, and the podcast will be up sometime next week. I was the co-host of the news segment, so I was there for about an hour with Phil Culler, who you heard in the beginning here, and Jason over there in the studio. And we talked about the latest news. I talked a little bit about episode 100, and it was a lot of fun. And a lot of people came into their chat room, and they even mentioned that, you know, there's a lot more chatters in here than usual, and it's because I had told people about it and stuff. So go check out Evil Avatar Radio over at evilavatarradio.com. I will be on the episode that is coming out sometime this week. It's not up yet, but that'll be there. So once again, chat.allgames.com. I'm now going to scroll back, and I'm actually going to say this because and not edit it out of the podcast because Fifth Dream laughs so much. If you listen live, there's all these dead pauses, and, you know, they may not be much, but I hear them when I'm editing, and they're like 10 to 15 seconds of just that. And, you know, that's because I am a one-person show, as Tom Kim said in his little intro, and I'm scanning through chat trying to find the comments that I can read on the air. And a lot of times, I you know, I'm not that great of a multitasker. I just edit it to make it seem like I am. Fifth Dream says, my praise is never enough for Bobby. He has to go get it out from other people. Pen15 says, that's what a perfectionist is all about. Never happy with the end product. He only sees the flaws. What Up G says, and this is a spoiler alert for those who watch a certain show on HBO, Dead Pauses brings back the ending to The Sopranos. Joe Didichek said, oh, I didn't say anything good. I got nothing. Well, there you go. I said it anyway. So yeah, Forza 2, we're still playing Forza 2 a lot. We've actually added like a bunch of other classes that aren't as fun to race as the other classes, but you know, we're still racing. Somebody's racing every night. I haven't been able to race every night. And we're all getting better, I think. And Hendrick says I'm getting better, but he still kicks my ass. But you know, it's still engaging after this many weeks, and that is definitely because of the community I'm racing with. It is definitely because of the people I'm racing with online. I could blow through the single player and be done. I'm actually almost done with the career mode. I am at level 39, ding, out of 50. So once I get to 50 and unlock all the achievements and I'm cool like that, then you know I can probably stop doing the single player and just play online and create cars and paint cars and stuff like that. Black Flash says, congrats, Black Wolf, my first actual listening, and I hear good things. Hope I'll be here from now on, and thank you very much. That always warms my heart. And, you know, it's funny because Katamari Damacy, that was kind of my favorite game when I started doing the show, and that's why there were so many Katamari references in the intros and stuff. You know, the intros were from a Katamari game both times. And Beautiful Katamari News came out this week. And it's funny because there was a rumor from Newsweek's and Guy Kroll that said, hey, Beautiful Katamari is going to be 360 exclusive. And anybody who was like a really remote PS3 fan said, no, look at this Google translated page of this Namco website in some European country. It lists Beautiful Katamari coming to the PS3. So who are you going to believe, N'Guy Kroll or Namco in this European country? Well, GameSpot appears to have confirmed it, but not really, because they have a hands-on preview, and the first thing they say is that it's coming out to Xbox Live Arcade in October. Now, I haven't seen anything else that says it's coming out to, only to Xbox Live Arcade. Who knows? It may come out to Xbox Live Arcade and on Blu-ray, because Katamari needs the power of the Blu-ray. So I'm not sold on the whole it's a 360 exclusive thing, but I was not expecting it to come to the arcade. GameSpot did try to do play around with the latest build of the game, and they said, you know, it's got achievements, it's got 720p resolution, but it's the exact same gameplay, which I'm kind of fine with it. I mean, because what really could they do to it? Now, they are going to have new maps, they say, and they're going to have 8 new characters that you can collect. I never collected the characters. I never really looked from the cousins. The graphics aren't all that improved because it's stylized, I guess. So, I mean, you know, I wouldn't want to play beautiful Katamari in the Unreal Engine or, you know, in the Source Engine. That just wouldn't be the same to me if it was all that hyper-realistic. You know, that hyper-realistic graphics to me have a place, and I don't think the Katamari world is it. So I'm not too upset at that, but, you know, it's not going to be that much of a graphical leap, according to GameSpot. The game's levels will be new, and they won't say how many there will be, and the soundtrack obviously will be all new as well. So the other thing is that multiplayer modes, they said that they are, and I'm trying to find it in here, I'm jumping around this little article, inclusion of a 4-player online mode, which will see players competing to amass the biggest ball of junk in the shortest time. There will also be offline cooperative gameplay for 2 players, just like in all the other games, which I didn't do too much, where like the one player one was the left thumbstick and player two was the right thumbstick. Didn't work too well. So it's interesting what the news is on that. Now, Digital Firefly says that July's PlayStation Magazine, I guess, he said, yeah, PSM, PlayStation Magazine, I thought that was an N, has a couple-page article on Katamari for the PS3. So, you know, I think saying that it's a 360 exclusive was jumping the gun. Now, I wouldn't be surprised if it was a timed exclusive, because Namco and Microsoft have been a little buddy-buddy and stuff, but to me, I hate to say it because I love the 360 and I don't like giving the PS3 fanboys all that much ammo. I prefer the game with the DualShock where the thumbsticks are level with each other. You know? Now, also the thing I want to mention is that the original creator of Katamari Damacy didn't even want to do We Love Katamari. He didn't want to do the sequel. He said, it's one game, it's done, there's nothing more you can do, you're going to kill the franchise. Namco said, we'll take that other advisement. No. So, the game, just like the PSP game, Me and My Katamari, it's not going to be done with the it's not done with the blessing of the original creator, Keita Takahashi. He's not involved with the project at all. He doesn't want to have any involvement. He wants to go create playgrounds for children. So, keep that in mind, that, you know, it's a different team working on it, pretty much. Fifth Dream says that you have to collect all the cousins to finish the game. Bobby never finished We Love Katamari for shame. No, it says you finished the game when I log in with the things. Yeah, that's the news on that. Now, one other news story that I did want to kind of mention in here, this is the last news story for tonight, and then we're going to go through some of the game music contest winners. Church of England and Sony have kind of had a spat. I think the Church of England basically needs money, and they're going after Sony, and it's great because for Sony, because it's renewed interest in Resistance Fall of Man, a game that's been out for since November here in the US, and it came out in March over in the UK. Well, the Church of England doesn't like the fact that Manchester Cathedral is actually used as a reference in one of the points of the story. The story being that aliens invade 1950s Europe and you're there to try to eradicate the aliens and save the human race. Well, they didn't like the fact that there was gun violence near the cathedral because of Manchester's gun violence. And basically, there was a correspondence that the Church of England posted via GamePolitics.com. This is what happened. Now, Sony, in their letter to the Church of England, says, quote, please understand that Resistance Fall of Man is a work of science fiction. We do not accept that there is any connection between contemporary issues of the 21st century Manchester and a work of science fiction in which a fictitious 1950s Britain is under attack by aliens. It was not our intention to cause offense by using a representation of Manchester Cathedral in Chapter 8 of the work. If we have done so, we sincerely apologize. In conclusion, we note that you are consulting lawyers. We confirm that it is our policy to seek all necessary permissions for our products and services, and we believe with this particular work we have done so, unquote. So the Church of England responded and said, quote, we We acknowledge the admission by Sony that the building in the game is indeed Manchester Cathedral. We thank Sony for the apology they have made. However, we do not move from the position that we are against violence, and especially the gun violence seen in the portrayal of the cathedral. We are pleased that Sony wishes to come meet with us in Manchester, as today we offered them such an invitation. In the meeting with Sony, we will discuss our outstanding demands, how this game came to be produced, and where the images of the cathedral came from, unquote. Okay, so the outstanding demands are basically they want them to pull the game. And they want them to recode the game so Chapter 8 does not take place anywhere near the Manchester Cathedral. Those are their demands. So the question, how is this game came to be produced? Well, they wanted to make a first-person shooter. Where the images of the cathedral came from, probably public domain and stuff. I think I remember them saying, Sony saying, that, you know, it was based on the Manchester Cathedral. You know, they used kind of like the public domain documents to make a cathedral that just happened to look like Manchester Cathedral, but there were some differences or something like that. Church of England, basically, they just want a hefty donation. Sony has money right now. Sony's hot on the news. I mean, the PS3 is selling like hotcakes over in Europe. They want a piece of that. And that's what I think it is. And I know some people say that, oh, you know, yeah, go church, go after the big evil corporation. And Church of England's even, you know, appealing to the people of Japan to put pressure on Sony for this, that... I can't see it. I think it's just, you know, and I have nothing against religion or anything, so don't get on that. It's just the Church of England is, it just seems like they're just trying to extort money out of Sony. And, you know, it's been 6 months since the game came out in the U.S., you know, so they've probably known about it, and it's been 3 months since it's been out in Europe. So why are they seeing it just now? Mako says, the Church of England, a religion based upon the fact that the book is completely true, really a man did come back to life and walk on water, attacks resistance, fall of man, which is a work of fiction. I'd rather believe the game than that book. And the opinions of our chatters are the opinions of our chatters, and not anybody here. You can come in a chat and see him and if you have issue with them. Yeah. E. Diddy says that Sony should just give them a PS3 and a PSP, and then they can give it away, I guess. Or, you know, tax write-off or something. Tiger Claw says, yes, it seems like they're blowing this way out of proportion. Now, last week we did this game music contest where I asked people to email in their first recollections of game music because we previewed Best of the Best, a tribute to game music, which, in fact, you've actually heard a full track of it already tonight, and you're going to hear another full track off the CD as background music in a few minutes. I wanted to read some of these to you, some of the responses, because there's some good responses in here. Kadosho wrote in saying, Kadosho's great. I like Kadosho. He answered the wrong question. But basically, he was looking at the change that happened in video game music, and he experienced and enjoyed being enveloped in Final Fantasy. He enjoyed it as a whole, the characters, the gameplay, and a bit more, but he enjoyed the music most. And a second example he has is Metroid. Although the ambience is clear, just everywhere you go, the sinister chill comes down your spine. From Brinstar to Mother Brain, it's a fun ride. Third, Castlevania from the original Symphony of the Night. Sure, there's the usual cue of Vampire Killer and variant titles, but each game added more character to the series itself. Peter, who's also known as Able to Think, says that the first time that I realized that game music was just more than bleeps and bloops was... By the way, this is a very embarrassing story. Was when I was about 5 and I had my Super Nintendo, and remember clearly in the original Donkey Kong Country when you went to Funky Kong and there was this disco music playing. I used to dance to it. I turn up the volume to the max and dance away. My mom thought it was cute, but I'm glad there's no pictures or videos of it. Well, here you go, man. Make a video. So that was Peter's, and that's what he believes. KDog96 says that his most memorable experience with game music was actually one that hit home to me. King's Quest IV for the PC. He first played it on his family's old 8088 PC with the sound supplied by the internal PC speaker, but it had music, was short, and it was all beeps and tones. Then he got to play it on an Adlib, which is what you're hearing right now. He was blown away. Never heard a game with music like that before. Pretty tame by today's standards, but back then I was so impressed with it that I worked my way through the game again just so I could experience it with the new music. And I actually understand what you're talking about there, K-Dog, because above the ad-lib,
was the Roland MT-32. Now, what you're listening to is the ad-lib version. Here's the exact same song on the MT-32, and this is why I was blown away in the 80s. So that was what I wanted to go through and play all my games again. I've recently got one of these Roland MT-32 off of eBay and hooked it up to my classic box, which is how I got these sounds. And I really wanted to write music for Sierra Games when I was a kid. That was like my dream job. Stickaxe says that before, I never really regarded video game music as anything special. I thought it was just something developers added to make the game more appealing. My first experience with that changed playing Final Fantasy X, and more specifically, the Besaid theme in Suteki Dane, which I can't pronounce because I've never had to. Hearing the brilliant mind of Nobuo Uematsu at work, it was really an eye-opening experience to a world I never thought of before. Video game music really helps apply the emotion of the game, an essential part of the plot. Since then, I have paid more attention to it, and so far, it does not disappoint. So, and then the last one I got was actually from Indonesia. And I'm not going to read the whole email. He sent a really nice long email, and I apologize I have not been able to reply yet, but I will. It's from Rama. He says, first of all, I should let you know that I'm blind. When I was a child, my eyes were operated on so I could get about 10% sight back. I could not describe it well, but in video game area, I could still play games from old Atari consoles, NES, Genesis, and SNES. I could not recognize objects in the game completely, but I could understand, for instance, which one is the hero and which one is the enemy. Because of my blindness, my hearing sensitivity became greatly improved, especially in enjoying music. So the tunes from old video games attracted me and helped me bring up the enjoyment of playing old consoles. I recorded almost all of my gameplay during NES, Genesis, and SNES era. I still keep the cassettes with me so that I could be played back and enjoy the bleeps and bloops from the games I previously played. I also tried to play some game tunes using my recorder. Then when the SNES came out, the music quality was surely improved, and I enjoyed it even more. Final Fantasy VI and Chrono Trigger were the games that attracted me so much. Then he goes on and he says, you know, hey, he found out that they actually sold video game soundtracks, but being in Indonesia, he basically had to use his dial-up modem to get these soundtracks because it was very hard to get them in Indonesia. And last thing he says, because he enjoyed it so much, he decided to become a game music composer himself for a local game developer. They're nothing compared with Square Enix or any other international game makers, but he feels very proud of it. So congrats to him. He went on to write video game music because of his love, and I'm sure that everybody that's involved in game music loves to hear stories like that. So I'm going to pick one. I've got all the names in a basket here, and I'm going to pick one because I do have one CD, Best of the Best, Tribute to Game Music. And let's see, I'm going to pick one out of the hat. I'm not looking. Okay, and the winner is Peter, Able to Think. He was the one dancing to Donkey Kong Country. Maybe you can dance with the CD and put it on YouTube. It'd be awesome. So, everybody, thanks for entering. Peter, I'm going to get with you via email, get your shipping address, and send this off to you this week. It'll be awesome. So, since I've been talking a little bit, I'm going to take another break. Now, it's not going to be a quick break because it's a little bit more of a retrospective. It's got some other stuff in it. And then I will be taking calls. We are going to go a little bit long tonight just because I can. But the first thing that's a part of this is that people were asking me if I was going to do something that was, you know, detailed, something that happens on the live stream that doesn't happen on the podcast. And this happened once. And essentially, this is a story about something that happened on episode, I think, 46, which was a little over a year ago. It was June 4th, 2006. And if you download the podcast, you will not hear this happen. I completely edit all around it. But I retold the story at PodCamp Atlanta, which is a podcasting conference that happened down at Emory University the weekend after GDC, actually. And the Georgia Podcast Network has let me use their MP3 of my telling of it, and then you're going to actually get to hear what it sounded like. And then we're going to have some other messages from people, and then we'll be back and taking your calls
on anything here on the Bobby Blackwell Show on All Games Radio, online at allgames.com. Be sure to listen for the kitty.
You're listening to UnConcast on the Georgia Podcast Network, featuring unconference sessions and other related discussions from around the Southeast.
Okay, so I don't have anything really prepared or anything, mainly because I organized the whole thing and I need to sit down and relax and talk about mistakes and stuff. And then if anybody else wants to share their embarrassing stories.
I know about, like, the noise and stuff, so I try to, I close off my my spare bedroom anytime I do any recording, and I have two cats, and so I try to make sure that, you know, they're not in the room. Well, one of them was sneaky one night, and so my show starts at 8 o'clock, and I'm sitting there, I'm doing my intro talking, and so my cat's like, oh, daddy's talking, and he comes out from behind something and comes up and starts licking my finger and going, and I'm like, and I'm live, I've got, you know, listeners in the chat room, I'm like, oh, my cat is in here. And I just stop my little intro and everything, and so I, you know, quickly search for, like, some old, like, Intellivision music from an old video game system, and I'm like, please enjoy this video game music while I remove my cat from the premises. And then I try to throw him out. You know, there's just stuff like that can happen. You know,
that's funny, though. Like, I kind of like when stuff like that happens. You know, if it's not like some big serious thing right. You're trying to record, it kind of adds to the whole thing.
Yeah. Animals are the bane of podcasts.
Yes.
Had the same thing there.
Now, if you're listening to us in the podcast feed, you can leave a voice message on our Skype line, Bobby Blackwolf Show, or you can email me at blackwolf@allgames.com. I'm pausing here because usually when I this is kind of funny. Usually when I do the show, I close the door and lock the cats out, and unfortunately one of my cats has decided that he is going to be in the room with me, so we're going to have to get rid of him or else he's going to really ruin the show, so hang on just one moment. Enjoy this Intellivision medley.
Hundred shows.
What? I was playing Forza. What are you talking about?
Black Wolf, he's got 100 shows.
Oh, yeah, right. He's doing his 100th episode tonight.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Did you get my email earlier about hiring the Donkey Show for his 100th episode?
That was you?
Yeah.
I thought it was some foul spam or something.
Did you get it?
I got an email, yes.
Did you hire the Donkey Show?
Signing up!
What? It's his 100th episode we have to celebrate. And what better way than by having a Donkey Show?
Children listen to that show.
It's you only do 100 episodes once. You should celebrate it by having a Donkey Show.
I'm sorry, listeners. That's really quite foul. I apologize.
Task to do, and you completely blow it off. Instead, we'll sit and look at Crop's big book of sockets.
Don't bring up the soffit.
Oh, look at this type of soffit. It's very interesting. No, it's not. We wanted a donkey shop.
No. You wanted a donkey shop.
Maybe.
Look, can we just say well done, Black Wolf, and end this,
yes,
please?
Yes, okay, fine. Congratulations on 100 episodes. I wanted a donkey shop.
You're alone on that. Well done, Black Wolf.
No, I'm not. Everybody wants
no.
Except for you, Mr. Party Pooper.
Wiped up.
Party Pooper.
Yeah, whatever.
You know our boy Bobby Blackwolf.
Yeah.
He does the Bobby Blackwolf Show on All Games. Does a terrific job. He's a friend. He helped us out big time when we went through all our craziness and really has been there for us and been a good friend to us. Well, he's got some big news, and I want to send a personal big congratulations to Bobby Blackwolf, whose show is turning 100 weeks old Sunday. So big time props to you, Bobby Blackwolf. He does a terrific job on the show. And you know, if you have to listen to somebody else, which you should, you got to listen to Bobby and you got to listen
to him.
Remember
when we turned 100?
Yeah, it was a little bumpy for a while. We had some fun, but
we had some fun. Then it was some bumpy roads, but I think we've gotten past that point.
But
we found the hammer. We found that hammer.
We did find the hammer
in La Zelda 2. Now we can move on from there.
Exactly. Well, we had a good time, and now Bobby turning 100 is very, very cool. So big props to Bobby Blackwolf. Check him out at All Games. You can check out the Bobby Blackwolf show. He does a terrific job. He's all over the forums. He does so much over there, too. He's one of our MySpace friends. He's a very good guy, and we're you know, happy for him and even more excited that he's a part of our VGS family and Amen. All Games family, him along with Scott Rubin. You know, these guys are just celebrities.
He's rolling big time.
I just hope when these guys get huge and they get big,
they remember
don't forget
us.
About us. Yeah, they don't forget about us. But congratulations, Bobby, 100 weeks old. That's huge, baby. Big props from the video game show. Great job for that. Keep up the great work. You know what? They do a great job, and we are ecstatic to be a part of what Bobby Blackwolf does and a part of the All Games family. Congrats, Bobby.
Hey, what's up? This is the Rob D from This Day in Gaming. We've got many hosts here at All Games Radio, but
only one is a legend.
What can be said about Bobby Blackwolf that hasn't already been said?
That is the only friend on my friends list.
Aw, Bobby's your only friend?
He is a friend to the friendless. That is right. He is Bobby Blackwolf. He will bring the band hammer down on you, and you are listening to the 100th episode of his show. Congratulations, and may you have many more.
Hey Bobby, it's Edie Sellers from Gamer Andy Live. I just wanted to take a moment to say congratulations for 100 episodes. That's a huge benchmark.
Bobby, I got you, Bobby B!
I don't think MASH even had 100 episodes.
Let's party! It's time to go wild and do the dance of love!
I want you to know, right now, I am preparing your very own present for 100 episodes.
Your doorbell's gonna ring, Bobby B. And you're gonna open your door to find a burning bag of Doggy Dookie.
Because, you know, I love you. I love you lots. Let's hope that it's not just 100, it'll be a billion. It'll be a trillion.
A trillion is more than a billion, numbnuts.
Congratulations.
Oh, you s**t-faced c**k master.
Wow.
This is the theme to Bobby's show. The theme to Bobby's show. Bobby talks about the things that others never dream of. He does it from his house and even reads the chatters too. This is the theme for Bobby Blackwolf show. This is the theme to Bobby's show. The opening theme to Bobby's show. This is the music that you hear as he greets the chatters. We're almost to the part of where I start to whistle. Then we'll listen to Bobby Blackwolf show.
And welcome back to episode 100 of the Bobby Blackwolf Show. Wanted to play some of that stuff, and that was Scott Rubin's rendition of my theme song as sung on AGI earlier. And I really, you know, do want to thank Scott Rubin for everything he's done. You know, he didn't need to be as, you know, accommodating to me taking over his radio station as he was. And I, you know, he took a chance, and I really appreciate that because I hope it's paid off. I'd like to think it's paid off. You know, and thanks again to everybody who sent stuff in and stuff. I really do appreciate it. Yes, 2 years is coming. The 2-year anniversary is coming like in about a month, but I'm not going to do anything really for it. This is my once every 2 year. You know, I'll do it again for episode 200, but that's it. So I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone lines because I do know that people want to call in and talk about stuff. Bobby Blackwolf Show on Skype, 1-866-880-0156. We'll see who gets in first. It'll be a race. Pen15 says, Bobby got his mad bucks from Scott. I thought he bought a hat with all the cash. If that. Hats are like 10 bucks. So, okay, we do have a caller on the line, so I'm going to go ahead and grab this and shut it off so other people can't call in. Bobby Blackwell, show you're on the air. Who is this?
Hey, Black Wolf, it's Pen 15.
Hey, Pen 15, what's on your mind?
I just want to say congratulations to an awesome show that you do every week.
Thank you.
Even with technical difficulties,
yeah,
with this craziness, you always manage to put on a show.
Well, thank you.
It's very much appreciated.
Half of that's in editing.
Hey, it worked.
So,
That's all I called in to say.
Okay. Thanks a bunch.
All right. Great show, Bob.
So, Bobby Blackwell Show on Skype, 1-866-880-0156. If you want to call in, feel free to call in. Either way, you can talk about anything in the gaming industry or just, you know, say congrats like Pen 15 did. I'm okay with that tonight. But I would like to talk games because the show is about games. And, you know, I don't want to spend an entire show talking about me because that would make my head way too big. So, okay, five people are calling at once. So let's see, who do I want to take? I will take this one. Bobby Blackwell Show, you are on the air. Who is this?
This is Luke from the Game Act Hotline.
Hey, man, what's on your mind?
Oh, I just wanted to congratulate you on 100 episodes.
Thank you very much.
You know, I tried to do 100 shows in a row, but I only got through 50, so
yeah,
you're doing a lot better than I am.
It takes a lot of dedication and a lot of finagling of your schedule. I have not been on 100 Sundays in a row. I have done some Saturday shows. I've done a Friday show. I've done a show that was on, you know, that was just pre-recorded and just put out. You got to, you know, work around your schedule, but, you know, I've actually been surprised that I've made it to 100, and now I'm, like, afraid of, like, that first week that I'm going to have to miss it. Like, I'll be in the hospital or something, and I'll be like, I can't do a show this week. I lost my streak.
No, don't worry. You'll be fine. I mean, I know. The thing that at least every podcaster hates is that when you lose one show, then your listeners just drop out. So
yeah,
that's the only thing you have to worry about.
Yep.
Everybody will cancel you after the 100 shows they've listened to and say, oh, he's not gonna be on time anymore. That's it.
Yeah. So you do a show. What is your show about? I don't think I've asked you on my show before. What's your show?
Game Act Hotline is a 20-minute podcast where I just quickly give you the news, game releases, and some game trivia, and then kick you out the door so you can listen to another podcast.
And you also do X-Platform. When am I getting on that one again?
Cross-platform. Yeah, you need to come back on. I don't know. I'm going to have to figure something out because I'm trying to work on getting a Chris Kohler, Brian Ashcroft, and a friend from Mastiff Games to come on, and we're going to talk about Japanese gaming and how it's different from American gaming and all the things that gamers might not know. But yeah, probably after that, I need to do one with everybody, just get on and talk about something different.
Yeah, and I mean that was a lot of fun, and you know, basically, you know, having a camaraderie with other journalists and stuff, that really was really cool for me. That's the first time I ever talked to Tom Kim, was after doing cross platform. So you know, thank you for what you do on that show.
Nope. Not a problem. I mean, that's the thing I wanted to make cross-platforms. I want to make it so that, you know, people who are reading the news every day, who are creating news stories and are doing podcasts about the news, come together and they get to talk about news, very informative and very introspective, so that the people who are listening will really get a real feel for what the problems or what the issues or what news is coming from the gaming world. And you don't get a lot. I know that a lot of other gaming podcasts try to do it, but there's a lot of people. Some people are not really too into the podcast, into the news, or some people are kind of just like outside people that they have come in just as some humor or something like that with some podcasts. I wanted to get a really tight group in there, and so that I know that you, and I know I'm going to try to get some of the other guys from the All Games Radio Network on. I've had Orange Lounge Radio. Hopefully, get the XPL guys on. So.
Yeah.
I'm really happy you guys are. I'd like to thank you guys because you guys actually come on the show and actually make the show entertaining. And it seems like everybody, especially reading from the chat room, loves the show. So
yeah,
I'll keep doing it.
Cool. Well, good to hear. Thanks so much for calling in.
Well, thank you so much, Bobby. Hey, you have a great show, and we'll have another great 100 episodes.
Cool. Thank you very much. So we're going to take another call. Bobby Blackwell Show, you're on the air. Who is this?
Curtis.
Hey, Curtis, what's on your mind, man?
I just want to tell you that you did a wonderful work leading up to your 100th show.
Thank you very much.
You're the most trusted and knowledgeable person in all Games Network than the rest of the hosts, even besides Scott Rubin, even though it's a difficult relationship between me and him.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks for listening. I do appreciate it.
I have listened to your show since March, and will keep listening to your comments about the video game business until someday the show will eventually come to an end.
Well, I hope it doesn't end anytime soon. Thanks for calling in, man.
Okay, bye.
So, let's see. I'm going to take another call here. Bobby Blackwell Show, you're on the air. Who is this?
Yo, this is Xenocor from the Ultimate Quest.
Hey, Xenocor from the Ultimate Quest. What's on your mind, man?
Not met. Congratulations on the 100th episode. I actually had a point of discussion.
Okay.
I heard how All Games broke the story on the agency, and I'm concerned since SOE's in charge of it that it might just turn into another port of PlanetSide that's just been dumbed down for the console.
Yeah, now, if people don't know, the agency, that was kind of the big announcement from June 11th here on All Games. All Games Interactive had an interview with the developers on the day the embargo was lifted. It's a spy MMO, and basically, if you listen to the interview, you hear how excited the developers are of it, and you can check the June 11th interview and see that. That excitement that they have for that product, trust me when I say that it's very hard to get excited about something like that. And that excitement tells me it's not going to be just another port of PlanetSide, because if I was working on a game that was just going to be another port like of PlanetSide or something like that, I wouldn't be that excited about it.
That's true, that's true. I just hope it, like, in the course of development, say the beta start, they put this one functionality in for the test, it doesn't work, they have to take it out. It's one of the major points of the on their list as far as the features that are in the game. So, you know, because we don't know what's going to be in it until it actually releases on release day.
Right.
So, yeah, but that's what my only real concern. I didn't get a chance to interject it. But, hey, congratulations. Hope to hear if you're another 100, and I'll talk to you later, Bobby.
Thank you so much for calling in, man.
No problem. Take it easy.
So, like I said, Bobby Blackwell's show on Skype. I'm actually just taking a whole bunch of Skype calls because, like, five people are calling. So, as they come in, I've been taking them, and then I'll open up the phone lines again. It's just kind of hard to have both of them answering calls at the same time. For those of you that have called in a couple times, and there's the call. Bobby Blackwell's show, you are on the air. Who is this?
What's up? This is the Rob D from This Day in Gaming.
Hey, the Rob D from This Day in Gaming. What's on your mind, man? We got a lot of podcasters calling in tonight.
Well, I got to say, you know, congratulations on the 100th episode. We're barely through 68, and we unfortunately haven't been as consistent as you have, but that's a different story altogether.
It's hard.
Either way, I actually was calling in to weigh in on the video game music thing. I didn't have time to prepare a response.
Mm-hmm. So what's your answer, man?
Well, my answer is, back when I was about 5 or 6, Street Fighter II was hitting arcades, and the intro music and Ryu's theme specifically both got me really hyped up and really pumped up for the game. I don't know if you remember the intro where you have the two guys fighting in front of that building. Neither one's actually a character in the game, but you know, you've got that sort of fanfare going on in the background, and then one of them punches the other out, and it goes up to the top of the building, Street Fighter II.
That was my ringtone.
Yeah, I mean, that was just... And when they brought that back in Marvel vs. Capcom 1 for Ryu's theme, mm-hmm. with that remix,
yeah,
that just, you know, that just brought me back, even though it was like 10 years later, even more than 10 years later.
Yeah, and there's a lot of iconic themes from back in the day, and, you know, a lot of people, because they were bleeps and bloops, that's why they didn't, the majority of people didn't think of it. They're like, oh, it's just, you know, game music, Pac-Man, whatever. You know, but there were some powerful themes that really connected with people.
Absolutely. And then Ryu's theme, it just got better and better as that technology improved.
Yep.
It's always interesting to hear some of those old themes done with a modern twist, like even that CD that you were playing.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting to hear someone actually use all the tools that you have in a recording studio and all of the modern instruments that you have without the limitations of whatever technology there was at the time.
Right. Thanks for calling
in,
man.
Definitely. Yep. Thank you for taking my call. Let you get to some more people.
Cool. So we're going to take another call. Bobby Blackwell Show, you are on the air. Who is this?
Hey, man. Congratulations. It's the Matrix from T-Dig.
Hey, it's the other guy from T-Dig. What do you know?
Yep.
So, yeah, thanks. What's on your mind, man?
You going to race in Forza tonight?
I don't know. It depends on how long that takes me to finish editing this show.
Okay, I just want to congratulate you, and I hope to see you online and racing tonight.
Yeah, so if not tonight, I'll be on tomorrow night. I'll be there. I'm not quitting Forza. So,
yeah.
Thanks for calling in, man.
Yeah, see you.
And, okay, so Bobby Blackwell Show, you're on the air. Who is this?
Raven's Dolphin!
It's Raven's Dolphin. He's only been trying for 20 minutes to get in.
Yes, I want to thank you, Bob. No, not thank you. I want to say it's happy 100th episode to you. It's awesome that you made it to 100, and I hope 100 more. You are an inspiration to All Games Network and to everyone in the podcasting world. You inspired me and everyone around me, and I want to appreciate you. Yes, you, Bobby Blackwolf, and I want to appreciate that everything you do for me. Thank you, Bobby.
Thank you so much. Thanks for listening, man.
All right, Bobby, and of course, one more thing, and I like you. All right, I'm going to end it and have 100 more episodes. You're awesome. Ben Hammer.
Awesome. Thank you very much. So, Bobby Blackwell's show on Skype. I'm going to open back up the phone line, 1-866-880-0156, because all the Skype comments have come in and all that stuff. So feel free to give me a call. We can talk about anything. We can talk games. You know, it's not all about me, guys. I'm just a dude with a microphone. G4-2002 says that I should dedicate 30 minutes to reading chat comments. I should. The Rob D says that call was textbook Ravens Dolphin. That's right. Black Flash says, you know, Black Wolf, what do you feel about the agency? I'm hyped even though it's out next year, I think. I didn't get to see it yet, so I can't really say what I was, you know, I can't really say anything about it because I really haven't seen all that much other than, like, the screenshots and stuff and the trailer that they released. I didn't get to see it demoed in real time like the people at the Sony Gamers Day did. So I'm reserving judgment. I reserve judgment on all that stuff until I see it. But basically, just the excitement that the developers had, and that really is key. Trust me. The excitement that the guys developing the game have for that game, it's infectious, but B, it really means that they really do love what they're doing. And if you love what you're doing, that product is inherently better. Okay? So that's why, you know, I do have, you know, pretty good vibes for it. It's going to be a great addition to the PS3. It's also coming to the PC, but it's going to be something that PS3 fans will most likely really love. And, you know, I'm reserving judgment on the actual game itself until I've actually seen it. Now, Pen15 asks, you know, what do you think of Soul Calibur? Are you into fighting games? Soul Calibur 2 was, or no, it's not Soul Calibur 2. Soul Calibur 1 is still the only game that's I play in my Dreamcast most of the time. I do enjoy fighting games, especially ones that I can take the AI down to easy. I'm not very good at them two-player, but I do have fun with them. I play them with my friends every once in a while, and I beat them until they figure out what they're doing, and then they beat me. But that beginner's luck is awesome right at the very beginning of the games. I remember playing Dead or Alive 4 a lot with people, but you know, I do like Soul Calibur. I actually, going back to the game music question, you know, it wasn't my first, but Soul Blade on the PlayStation 1, I would sit there and just have that soundtrack. It basically had a soundtrack mode in the options, you know, in their music test, and I would basically just play the music in Soul Blade a whole lot and stuff. And Soul Calibur 2 is the same way. I love the music and all those. And Soul Calibur and Soul Calibur 2, I'm getting messed up, but I did like Soul Calibur 2 as well. I've got the I imported the Nintendo version so I could have Link before anybody else. Fifth Dream says we sound like we're at the same skill level. Well, I will cut you and stuff. So Bobby Blackwell's show on Skype, 1-866-880-0156. Yes, Hendrix, I used to beat you in Dead or Alive. That was the only game I could beat you in, and now we're playing Forza 2, and I can't beat you, and it sucks. Maybe, like, Hendrix should drive a Class D car in Forza while the rest of us are in Class A. Then it'd be actually a fair race. Xenocore, talking about the game music thing, the number one theme in gaming is the ramp tune from 720, the original skateboarding game. That's his ringtone. Right now, the ringtone on my phone is actually Katamari on the Funk from Me and My Katamari, because it just has the powerful opening, and that way I know it's my phone ringing. Broodwitch asks, could you beat him in Mario Kart? Probably. I was a monster in Mario Kart 64 in college. Oh my gosh. I did not regret beating the ass of my friends in Mario Kart 64 in college. That was not one of my regrets. I was very happily beating their asses on my N64. Four-player split screen. Yeah, remember? Four-player split screen. It was before online. On my little 14-inch Commodore 64 monitor. With surround sound, massive surround sound setup. I had the sound, but not the visuals. And we played on that little 14-inch monitor, little four-player, Digital Firefly says, my theory is that Hendrix is a cyborg with ultra-fast reflexes. No one can be that good at games. Hendrix is quite the legend. Black Flash says, the darkness is out soon. Are you going to be picking that up? I'm kind of being very specific with my game purchases just because of, you know, financial considerations and stuff like that. I may rent it depending on what people are saying after the game's out. I didn't even pick up Forza 2 until a couple days after the game came out. I waited for people to say what they really felt up for it. I'm kind of can't really afford right now to buy games before people are able to tell me what they think of it, the final version. So that is it for episode 100 of the Bobby Blackwolf Show. Thank you so much for listening. And one last treat for you. 100 weeks ago, there was a chat room, much like the one we're on. In fact, it's the same one that we're in right now, chat.allgames.com. And 100 weeks ago, there was a group of people that sat in that chat room listening to me talk about PlayStation 2, Xbox, GameCube, and the hit games that came out, and the whole hot coffee controversy that had just started that month. So, see if you can recognize these names that were here on July 24th, 2005. And the music was added in afterwards. I did not actually have music during the chat read back then.
Ah, and I want to thank all the live chatters here in our live chat room for being with us. Apulo, Cambot, Chancer, DC Date, Liquid Blues, Doomplague, Fragface, Gita, Hendrix, Nicobun, Oshi, Rare, Refi, Saza, Stone Raider, THK, Toshin, Willa, A.N. John, Bam Bam, Burning Paper Sun, Captain Roy, who's reading, Captain Mad, Chrisville, 1724, Crispy, D5T, Digital Firefly, Fifth Dream, Gene Starwin, GK128, Helter Skelter, Ichiban, Innerlogic, Kadosho, Nuxonic, Miru, Mecha, who's away, OSU Fan, Postal, Sub-Z, The Raven, Tiger Claw, Twinson, who's out, Visid, Wayland, and Wilcon.
And tonight here, June 17th, 2007, in the chat room, AGN with 100 cold sandwiches, DC Nate, GK128, Hendrix, the Rob D. Bobby 100 Wolf Show, Birthday Paper Son, happy birthday, you'll get some more kicks from me later tonight, Black Boy, Broodwitch, Chrisville 1724, Fifth Dream, Mako, Nekobun, Refi, Seymour Booty, The Matrix, THK, Toshin, Alt, Amaze, Satsuma, Anti-Drone, Ashfox, Big Walt, Binary 667, Black Flash, Burr, Cedabria, Curtis, Deadman, Decipher, Digital Firefly, DJ Dark Knight, Doogie Hauser, MD, Drunami, Ididi, Firemac, Footy Monster, Happy 100th, G4 2002, Game Addict Hotline, Gamer Edie, Havoc 978, He Called the Crap Poop, Hyperion, Interlogic, Makes Nice Cold Cuts, You're All Dead, Jeremy H, Joe Digitech, Joe Kill, Johnny 5, Justin Sane, Kadosho, Casa, KDog 96, Mart XC, Maximilian, Mecha, Congratulations, Bobby, Mike Hunt, Muttley 24/7, Pen 15, Persephone, Ravensdolphin, Shadow Next Gen, Snacks, Spike Spiegel, Stony Man, Sub Z, Taker 29, Tall Kid, TDB 30, Tedekin, Tiger Claw, Token White Kai, True, What Up G, Wilcon, Xenocore, and Zappy. So that is it. The traditional intro. By the way, there's a whole bunch of like game music that I put in these, the intro and the outro and stuff. See if you can guess them all, because one of them's really hard, the intro. But anyway, next week we'll get back to the games. Bye.
A winner is you. The views and opinions expressed on tonight's broadcast are not necessarily the views and opinions of All Games Productions. This file may be freely distributed provided the original content is unedited and proper attribution is retained. For more information about All Games programming, go to www.allgames.com.